Hello, everyone, and welcome to Thought Leadership. I'm your host, Shane. Hope you got your pen and paper ready, because I'm going to give you 13 things that make fire department leaders great. Whether you're a new leader or one looking to improve, this baker's dozen of top traits will set you on the right course. So what does it mean to be a great leader? Of course, it means having credentials, knowledge, critical thinking, and all the other faculties of intelligence. And the firefighter who desires to become a leader has many opportunities to receive training and education in the art of leadership. However, a great leader should be much more than credentials, experience, or intelligence. Most of our effective leaders do not always graduate from the top of their class. Therefore, here's a look at 13 characteristics that I think make up a great leader. Number 1. Great leaders show kindness. They show kindness to subordinates, colleagues, superiors, and those around them. My favorite saying is, kindness makes the world go round. The Golden Rule, of course, is another good model to remember when dealing with subordinates or superiors, and it truly changes the environment in the fire station and the offices. Being a kind leader helps others feel welcomed, cared for, and loved. Number 2, great leaders are positive. Being a positive person, of course, is not an easy task. In today's fast-paced world with instantaneous information from all around, it's hard to maintain a positive outlook. Being a positive leader is even harder when we're met with problems with very limited solutions. However, staying positive when it's tough can have a very tremendous impact on the firefighters and everyone around us. Looking on the bright side helps make things better. You know, there's a quote from Zig Ziglar, "When you change what goes into your mind, when you change the picture, when you chart a course of action, when you set a personal and professional goal, what you're doing is bringing the future into the present so you can do something about your future right now." Failure is not failure is an event. It's not a person. You know, yesterday really did end last night. Understand that tomorrow's a brand new day. You can make it better or you can make it worse. The choice is yours to make. Zig Ziglar also said, "Positive thinking won't let you do anything, but it will let you do everything better than negative thinking will. Positive thinking will let you use the ability, training, experience, and knowledge you have." And that is awesome. Number 3, great leaders are fair. You know, dealing with others kind of requires a fairness mindset that you rarely think about until it's called into question. It really doesn't matter which side of the issue you're on, whether you feel you've been treated unfairly or someone accuses you of the same, you know, it can turn your world upside down. Fair means honest and impartial. The leader must make decisions after gathering as much information as possible, but in these politically correct times, some extend the meeting too far. The result can be anything but fair. For example, some leaders say all workers should be treated the same. They say that's fair. But is it really? Is it really fair to treat an underperforming employee the same as others who are performing at above expectations? Doing so is not fair to either person. For the most part, people who are held accountable for their actions, for their actual performance, end up as better employees. Number 4, great leaders are clear. Great leaders tell it straight and walk the talk. They are open, they're genuine. If you say what you mean and mean what you say, people will always know where you stand and what to expect from you and where they stand with you. I gotta caution you to think before you speak. Of course, personally, I'm not always good at this, and if you consistently follow through with actions, then you're transparent, honest, and impartial. That, to me, means you're a good communicator. There's nothing worse than trying to function within an organization when you don't know the rules or they keep changing. Not only is it unfair, it can be extremely frustrating and a significant drain on morale and organizational performance. When it comes to the organization's goals, strategies, or plans, or processes, or cultures, or rules, or whatever, establish them, document them, and communicate them. Then be as even-handed in your execution as you reasonably can without becoming overly bureaucratic. Number 5, great leaders are compassionate. Leadership is a very humanistic endeavor, and compassion is the ultimate way of showing others that you're concerned about them. A compassionate leader models that characteristics to others through his actions, and of course, as a result, firefighters become more understanding of the organizational needs. Compassion cannot exist without empathy, which is an important trait to develop in ourselves and our subordinates. Being able to see things from another person's perspective can have a powerful impact on a leader's decisions and actions. Number 6, great leaders build relationships. A great leader can bridge gap and build relationships. Leaders are always looking to improve things inside and outside the organization. Building a strong organization with competent individuals is something a great leader seeks to do and extend to the atmosphere to the entire organization. Number 7, Great leaders bring out the best in others. Everyone looks at a great leader and they want to be a better leader themselves. They want to be a better firefighter or a better person. And a great leader uncovers those hidden possibilities in others and really brings out those strengths. Number 8, great leaders know their biases. Let's face it, we all have personal biases. If you say you don't, you're either lying or not very self-aware, and that to me is an even bigger problem. A great leader can understand those personal biases, but doesn't let them get in the way of making smart decisions on behalf of all the stakeholders in the organization. Number 9, great leaders are confident. Confident people are attractive, they inspire others, and this is just as true for leaders. A leader who is confident will inspire confidence in others and gain the loyalty and trust of their team. A person who displays confidence in a project or organization is more likely to gain other people's faith in the project of the organization. Number 10, great leaders are enthusiastic. Enthusiasm is infectious, and good leaders who are enthusiastic about their work or cause and their role can use that enthusiasm to motivate other members of the team. Enthusiasm from a leader also shows they're part of the team, working towards a common goal and not just a lofty boss directing others around. Number 11, great leaders have vision. Great leaders keep a long-term and high-level view of the organization. They're focused on the end result, finishing what is started. A great leader is committed to excellence. They know that second best does not lead to success, and they persevere to be number one while maintaining high standards. Number 12, great leaders are innovators. Great leaders think outside the box, you know, to find new methods and solutions. They may not conform to conventional thinking, but may be significantly better. They're always asking the what-if question, and they have good ideas to go along with a strong vision. They're also open to consider new ideas from others. Even if those ideas don't conform to the conventional way of doing things, they value participation from all the members on their team. A great leader knows it's crucial not to take reckless risks, while at the same time has the courage to seize opportunities. Number 13, and lastly, great leaders have integrity. It's last but not least. A good leader must have integrity and display honesty in all aspects of their dealings with others. Without this, they will not have the trust of others, they will not have the trust of their followers, and they will not be able to direct them. By walking the talk, a good leader earns the right to have responsibility for and authority over others. Good leaders also understand and set the moral tone of a group or the organization. You see, leadership is an art form, and it requires constant practice and attention to the needs of others while focusing on the long-term survival of the organization. Stay safe out there.